Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to St. John Lutheran Church and Christian Preschool. Congratulations. Despite the weather and despite losing an hour of sleep last night, you made it here. Woohoo! Give yourselves a hand. That's kind of a sleepy clap, but that's all right. So, you know, I always feel like it is so unfair that we have to spring forward at 2 o'clock on Sunday morning. I mean, that's not fair to churches, right? Why can't we spring forward at 4 o'clock on a Friday afternoon, right? People would actually look forward to that, right? Oh, well, we're here, and it's worth it. I'm glad you're here. Stand and greet your neighbors and say you're worth losing sleep for. Yeah, you're getting your exercise today. When the church is empty, you have to walk farther. Well, let's begin with the confession and forgiveness for Lent, which is printed in the bulletin. Friends in Christ, it's in our confession that we realize our desire for God and our hope for God's mercy. It's in admitting the truth of our lives that we take the first step toward wholeness and healing. So let's make our confession. Gracious God, source of all life, Lord of mercy and grace, hear our prayer. We come before you in need of healing, the healing of our bodies and souls, the healing of our relationships, the healing of our pride and fear and apathy. We know that with you, nothing is impossible, not even our healing, not even the restoration of the whole world. We pray that you will heal us, that you will heal our world, so that we will be freed to serve and love and dream and be as Christ calls us. Amen. Friends, hear this good news. The love of God is beyond measure, and you are included in that love. So know that through Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven, and that you are freed to love and serve others. Amen. And we sing our gathering hymn number 769.
Thank you.
last Wednesday, we began the season of Lent, and sometimes some people, they will fast or give up something for the season of Lent. Remember the last congregation I served, we had a pastor in the congregation who every year he told people he was giving up watermelon for Lent. And I asked his wife, or I said to his wife one time, I said, wow, he must really like watermelon. And she said, no, not really. He said, when he started telling people that, you couldn't get watermelon in the middle of winter, and now you can. So when he tells people that, they don't realize it's a joke. And then she kind of sighed and said, and why would you want to change a tradition? Wives, you understand that. Well, I just want you to know that whether you're giving up something for Lent or not, whether people get your jokes or not, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit is with you all. Please join me as we pray together the prayer of the day. O Lord God, you led your people through the wilderness and brought them to the promised land. Guide us now so that following your Son, we may walk safely through the wilderness of this world toward the life you alone can give. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And you may be seated for the reading.
The reading today is from Romans chapter 10, verses 8 through 13. The word is near you, on your lips and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For one believes with the heart and so is justified, and one confesses with the mouth and so is saved. The scripture says, no one who believes in him will be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all and is generous to all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Here ends the reading. I think it's time for the children's sermon. I don't know where he went, but I'm sure he'll be back. I hope we have some kids who will come forward, because I don't want to be up here by myself. Please. Please. Thank you.
I'm here, but you have to come and find me.
Really? I think we have to go find him.
Come and find me and bring me up for the children's sermon. I'm hiding. I'm still here.
What does here mean?
Keep looking. Oh, what? Yay, you found me. Oh, she found me. Did you find me back there? Oh, okay. Wow, that was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
No.
It would have been more fun if there had been some kids here, right? So, well, here's the thing. So today I hid in order to make the children's sermon more fun, okay? And we do something like that during the season of Lent. We hide something. There is a certain word that we hide during the season that we're in called Lent. Don't say it. During the season of Lent, we don't say or sing this word or put it up on a banner. We hide it so that on Easter, when we find it again and take it out, it's more fun. Okay, so we need to hide it. So I need a good place to hide this. What do you think?
Can I put it in the trash?
No, because we need it for Easter. Okay, so I know, wait, look. Look at that. It's a perfect spot right over here. You can come over here. So there's a treasure chest. So, okay, do you want to open it up? It's okay. It's just a chest. Okay, so we'll hide it in there. Okay, go ahead and close it, latch it. Here, let me move that for you. Okay, and we'll put that, and then we'll seal it with this sign that says, what does it say?
Do not open until Easter.
So we won't open it until Easter, but on Easter we'll open it and see what happens, okay? All right, everybody, let's bow our heads, fold our hands, repeat after me. Thank you, God, for the season of Lent, and please help us to get excited for Easter. Amen. Thanks for looking for me. You tried. My wife can always find me, no matter how hard I try. Let's stand for the gospel acclamation. Gospel according to Luke, the 4th chapter. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing at all during those days, and when they were over, he was famished. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone." Then the devil led him up and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil said to him, "To you I will give their glory and all this authority, for it has been given over to me, and I give it to anyone I please. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered him, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil took him to Jerusalem and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to protect you, and on their hands they will bear you up so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every test, he departed from him until an opportune time. This is the gospel of the Lord. And you may be seated. Well, as our story begins today, Jesus has just been baptized in the Jordan River by John the Baptist. The Holy Spirit has come down in the form of a dove, and a voice from heaven has just said, "This is my Son, and I love him. I'm very pleased with him." And then immediately, as soon as that's done, God, through the Spirit, sends Jesus out into the wilderness where he eats nothing for 40 days and 40 nights. He's starving in the wilderness after his father just said, "This is my Son. I love him. Thanks, Dad." You know, it's no wonder that the devil chooses this as an opportune time to try to tempt Jesus, because when we're stressed and worried and under pressure, we're more prone to do things we wouldn't normally do, like this lady.
Age of Ultron was really
good. Hey, Quinta.
Yeah. Hey, Jordan, what's up?
Can I get those earrings I let you borrow last week? I need them for dinner tonight.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool, great.
Where the heck is
this? Hey, you get the earrings yet?
I'll get them later.
Oh, where is it? Where is it? Ah,
no, no.
Hey, Brian, have you seen these earrings? No? You haven't seen them? Hey, girl!
Small triangle earrings. Oh, no, 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 no.
These are the earrings.
Okay. Bye now. Rush delivery.
Thank you.
Jordan.
Hello.
I got your earrings.
Thank you.
Yep, I'm a good friend.
Oh, wait. These don't have the same nick my grandmother got on them during the war.
You know, fear and anxiety can make us do all kinds of things we wouldn't normally do. So it's understandable that the devil would wait 40 days until Jesus was at his weakest, his most tired, and perhaps his most anxious before he comes to tempt him. Not the voice of the Spirit, but that other voice that comes to him and says, "You can't do this. Is this really what God wants for you, sitting here for 40 days starving? You're not good enough. You're too weak. If you are God's child, why are you here? Why would God let this happen to you? If God loves you, why doesn't God give you more? Turn that piece of marble into marble rye. If God is so pleased with you, why doesn't God prove it?" Do you know that voice? That voice that's not the voice of God, it's not the Holy Spirit, but that other voice? The one that comes and says things like, "You can't do that. You're not good enough. It won't make any difference. Nobody cares, especially not God. Play it safe. Trust me. You won't regret it." Right. Write your biggest regret. This chalkboard stood in the middle of New York City for one full day.
I was afraid, I guess, of failing, maybe.
I regret all the time I wasted, not saying yes to things.
It's something I've always wanted to do since I was little.
Time slipping away, I mean, that's probably the worst feeling in the world, right?
Thank you.
loads of friends from different walks of life, and it's really hard to keep in touch with everyone.
Up until recently, I was homeless. If I hadn't hurt the people that I had, maybe I wouldn't have been.
I wanted to do so many things, but I can never seem to find the time.
I did all the things that were like plan B. I just never did it.
Thank you. That's good? All right, y'all. Enjoy.
As the board filled up with so many different stories, we noticed almost all of these regrets had something in common. They were about chances not taken, words not spoken, dreams never pursued. But then we gave them an eraser.
A clean board feels like where I want to be. Feels like where I want to go.
That it's not my regret anymore.
It means there's possibility.
Every day is a clean slate. Do the things you'll regret not doing. And the season of Lent is like getting a clean slate. We start over, we repent, we confess, and we begin again. We turn away from the lies that the other voices have told us. Turn away from the lies that try to steal away the things that God gives us, that try to turn us away from being the person that God has called and gifted us to be. For Jesus, when he went through his 40 days and nights, he resisted the temptation of that voice by listening to the voice of God through the scriptures and through the Holy Spirit. You know, we all go through times when we feel like we're hanging on by a thread. Times of grief, times where we feel lonely, times where we're just tired, times of stress and anxiety. And in those times, we are so much more prone to temptation. We're so much more prone to listen to the lies of that other voice when we are in the wilderness ourselves. Those ifs, you know, if God loved you, this wouldn't be happening to you. If God was really there, why are you suffering so much? But the truth is that the presence of suffering does not mean the absence of God. The presence of suffering does not mean the absence of God. God is with us even when we suffer. So Jesus listened to the voice of the Spirit, the voice of truth. He remembered his baptism and the promise that was given to him. He listened to the Holy Spirit, and he knew that in spite of everything the other voice tried to tell him, that he was loved, period. No ifs about it. And it's the same for us. When we go through our wilderness times too, we go back to our baptism. We fight the temptations of the other voice to remember that God said, "You are my child, and I love you." We listen to the Spirit instead and remember that we are loved. And that's really ultimately what Lent is about. It's coming back to that original promise, coming back to what God originally says to us and feels about us, and getting rid of those lies and cleaning it all up so that we can come back to what God really is doing for us, which is loving us. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not boast. Love is not proud. Love does not dishonor others. Love is not self-seeking. Love is not easily angered. Love keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil. Love rejoices in truth. Love always protects. Love always trusts. Love always hopes. Love always perseveres. In times of joy and times of sorrow. Through every season. Love never fails. So during this season of Lent, let's listen to the voice of God, the voice of the Spirit, the voice of love, instead of all those other voices. And let's let love lead us. How will you add more love to your life this Lent? Amen. Let's stand and sing. Our next hymn is number 326. Let's proclaim together what we believe in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And let's join our hearts in prayer. Lord Jesus, in our times of stress and tiredness, help us to listen, to love, and to hear your voice over all the other voices. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We celebrate with you today, Heavenly Father, the baptism of your child, Zuri Grace Frankie, at 10:15. We thank you for the gifts and talents you've brought into the world through her. Help us as her church family to teach her about you and how to hear your voice. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of love, we ask your blessing on Nick and Ashley Decker, who began their married life together here yesterday. Pour out your patience and grace on them and on all couples in their life together. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gracious God, we pray for all in need today. We remember especially Sandra Link, Bev Friend, Lorna Scrimger, Adam Dahl, Tristan Lau, John Selvig, Ron Venz, John Montaigne, Clarice Laren, Andy Melrose, Dan Carey, B.J. Gifford, Donna and Wendell Patton, Helga King. We pray for the people of Alabama who experienced tornadoes this week and for all who grieve. We also keep in our prayers all who are traveling this week that they would have safe journeys. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we pray that you would protect and support the men and women who serve in the armed forces and their families, especially Alex Binger, Robson Shanklin, and Kim Hall. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those others who are on our hearts as we name them now silently before you. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, O God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. We all say, Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. And let's share that peace with one another. And you may be seated as we continue with the offering, and we sing our offering hymn number 692. Thank you. And let's stand. Together the prayer our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And you may be seated for a moment. Just a few announcements. First of all, want to say thank you to Bruce and Brenda DeBurr for the radio broadcast today in memory of family. There is no Sunday school today that includes adult Sunday school, nor is there Sunday school next week. So the 24th of March, Sunday school starts again. This Wednesday, there's not going to be a Lenten service here at St. John, but People of Messiah have invited those who want to come and worship with them at 7 o'clock. There's soup supper, and that's at 5:30. Okay, the bulletin and other stuff says 5 o'clock. You can go at 5, but you'll be a half an hour early. If you're the kind of person that likes to be a half an hour early, go at 5. But soup supper is at 5:30. Worship is at 7. And then the Wednesdays after that, we'll have Lenten services here at St. John, 4:30 and 6:15, along with the Wednesday night supper, as we normally do. Okay. Do we have... stand up if you have a March birthday. Anybody? All right, I knew we'd have to have at least one. All right. Hello, stay standing up. What day, Dave?
19th.
The 19th. Oh, it's coming up. All right. Here we go. Let's sing happy birthday to Dave, representing all the March babies. All right? Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear March baby. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Dave. And you can remain standing and everybody else stand too. Now may Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless you now and forever. Amen. We sing our ascending hymn number 650. Thank you. Go in peace, share the good news. Thanks be to God.
We thought since it was open, blue. She's on. I asked her to do something. Something I can do. I said, too.